Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. If you spend time walking around Midtown Sacramento, you might have noticed some new public art pieces brightening things up. The Urban Dreams art experience is inspired by the creativity on display at Burning Man, the week-long countercultural festival held each year in the Black Rock Desert, coming up at the end of this month, August 24th through September 1st. The citywide exhibition celebrates local talent, surprise, and imagination on a grand scale. The free public art experience runs through September 14th, with 16 pieces dotting the landscape from 15th to 29th Streets, west to east, and H to S Streets, north to south. A map is available at their website. The Urban Dreams Art Experience, it's a collaboration between Midtown Association, Visit Sacramento, and Sacramento Valley Spark. Emily Bame Michaels is the executive director of the Midtown Association, and Ed Fletcher is the president of Sacramento Valley Spark. And they're joining us today to tell us more about this immersive art experience. Emily, Ed, welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Emily, tell us about the Midtown Association. Who are you and what's the focus of your organization?
The Midtown Association's mission is to make Midtown the center for culture, creativity, and vibrancy in our urban core. So you can see how this project aligns very specifically and directly. We spend a lot of our energy looking at how we actively steward the future of an ever-evolving urban center, be it looking at public space activities such as art installation, to spurring housing of all types for all folks to live in our central city, as well as making sure that we have a really healthy and dynamic business culture.
Okay, so Emily, there's a lot to do in Midtown. Great restaurants, places to go grab a drink. Why this specific cultural experience? Why is this important for your community?
Second Saturday has been an incredible part of Midtown Sacramento and Greater Sacramento since before our organization has been involved. It was really started as a grassroots experience by many artists and galleries in Sacramento. Our organization has made a really concerted reinvestment in Second Saturday in the last 3 years to make sure that our galleries are supported, to make sure that art expression of all types, be it mural, be it, to your point, food and drink culture, be it performance art such as small galleries and theaters, to people that want to busk on the street, all the way to large music festivals. When we took a look at what was happening in Second Saturday and the expression of the arts, there was one key type of art that was missing, and it's what we've landed on for this experience, which is primarily locally artist-sourced, large, interactive sculptural pieces. And that's why we brought this forward as part of Second Saturday programming this year.
Okay, so that would explain where the idea for the Urban Dream art experience comes from. Ed, let's bring you into the conversation. You're the president of Sacramento Valley Spark. Tell us a little bit about it, and what do you do?
Sacramento Valley Spark was started by burners who came back and wanted to keep the spirit going. So we've done small events from time to time. We also did the drive-through during COVID, and we've long sought to bring more of the art back from Burning Man and incorporate it into the communities we live the rest of the year. So we were really, really excited when the Midtown Association reached out and we began these conversations about 2 years ago.
Okay, so Ed, tell us a little bit about the actual pieces of art themselves, some of the details, you know, what inspired them, and you know, where people can see them.
Yeah, one of our goals from the beginning was to make sure that Sacramento artists felt included. So we wrote the criteria in a very specific way to make sure that we could find burner art, but also make sure that Sacramento artists are included. And with an emphasis on interactive, on whimsy, on interesting things outside of sort of your normal sphere. You mentioned the Ratchet Fish in the Open. It's a kinetic art piece in which you can crank a wheel and activate the fish. The mouth opens, the tail wags. It's over the Golden Bear and the beer garden. And it's really one of the more interactive pieces. There's also Metgatuthis is a squid on top of Mulvaney's. And that's pretty awesome. The Flaming Horse at Fremont Park is a sight to be seen. And so everywhere you go, Channel 24 has a beautiful piece. It's a little harder to access at times, but the map really invites you to explore Midtown. And not only will you see the 16 pieces along the way, but you'll also rediscover dozens of pieces that have been there a long time or a short time or are just community created. And you'll also discover some amazing restaurants and hotels and places along the way. So it really blends that treasure hunt atmosphere with a little bit of choose your own adventure.
So Ed, one more question about the pieces themselves. They were, I guess you would say, on display at Burning Man. They're out in the desert. They're created for that festival. Tell me a little bit about the idea and decision to bring them back and showcase them in a place like Sacramento. How did you come about deciding to take them from there and bring them here?
Well, I'm from Sacramento, of course, and I've longed, dreamed of something like this. My first Burning Man was in 2008, and I came back wondering, like, what are they going to do with all this art? Because while some of it does burn at Burning Man, a lot of it ends up in people's garages or workshops and places like that. And what a great way to find art that's relatively inexpensive and that can offer some inspiration and encouragement for artists that are also thinking about sculptural work. Sacramento isn't new to sculptural work. We've had Art Hotel, Art Street, and some of these other activations that are in that world. But at Burning Man, you can take it to a whole nother level because there's no roof and then there's no there's less government to tell you that you can't build something. So it we really wanted to figure out a way to bring that back to Sacramento. We did express that in the drive-thru on a much more temporary basis. So again, 40 days in Sacramento was a dream come true, and we'd love to see more of this type of art being around, not just for temporary stays. And there's hope that some of them may find a permanent home.
Well, I from what you're describing, it sounds fascinating. Emily, give me a sense of the reaction you're getting so far from either businesses in Midtown or just people you speak with out on the street when they see these pieces. I understand there was a tour already this past second Saturday. So what are people saying about it?
We're getting a response that looks like pure joy. You know, these pieces are so playful. Like Ed mentioned, several of them are highly interactive. You can, because they're so industrial, they're really designed to weather intense weather, to weather hands on them. This isn't the same as going to a museum and observing art, which is more than wonderful as far as an art experience. But this is really about getting to get face to face with really incredible pieces of art. So, for example, there's one called Aqua Glow. That's one of my favorites. It's located at the 19J apartment building, and it's actually on the second story on this beautiful sort of loft area. And if you look at it at night, so you stand kind of at the base of 19th and J, you look up at night, you see all these really ethereal jellyfish blowing in the wind. Plus, you see all sorts of lighting that is spinning in a bunch of different directions, creating an almost under the sea experience. And there was an activity there on second Saturday in August. The second Saturday of September, there'll actually be bubbles that are cascading down the side of the building to make it an interactive experience. So we've seen people of all ages on foot, on the brew bike, on their bikes, driving, passing by and exploring these pieces. From continuing along the really ethereal, there's an incredible piece that I love that's called Clawfoot Creature. That's in the lobby at H16. So at H and 16th, the apartment building there, it's what you would picture as a clawfoot tub, but it's got this almost sort of coming aliveness to it. And it's got a large lantern that hangs over it. So it creates this sense of exploration in an area that's already by nature very creative. Midtown is home to people that are innovating in all the art spaces we talked about, as well as micro to mid-size creative businesses and agencies. So you already have this constant creative expression. And so this is a way, if maybe you're not normally plugged into the Midtown community, or you're just looking for a new way to find inspiration, this is a way to get a taste of that. While, like Ed mentioned, being really partnered and focused on Sacramento artists, we looked at a lot of other communities that do art installations broadly, and there's a lot of different types of mediums they use. But one thing that we noticed when we talked to people in Boston, in LA, in areas of New York, is that they're outsourcing these installations to large companies. And there's nothing wrong with that. These installations are very complex, and without partners with people like Ed, for example, it's very difficult to bring something like this to life. But what is so different about this is the funds that are funding this project are truly going back into the hands of our local artists. And like Ed mentioned, the majority of them will either retain their art, or we hope that some of our property owners and businesses will choose to purchase and make them a permanent part of Midtown.
Well, and Emily, it sounds like you're getting a great reaction to it. Just very briefly, do you expect this could become a regular Second Saturday event every year?
We sure hope so. With people like Ed at the table, with partnership from the city, it is absolutely possible. Midtown and Greater Sacramento has enough artists to sustain something like this multiple years over, and we're certainly interested in being at the table.
Well, it sounds like a vibrant and an exciting display. Hopefully folks can get out there through September 14th. Thank you, Emily and Ed, for joining us on Insight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Emily Bain Michaels is the executive director of the Midtown Association, and Ed Fletcher is the president of Sacramento Valley Spark. The Urban Dreams Art Experience features 16 public art pieces scattered throughout Midtown Sacramento on display through September 14th. You can find more information at our Insight page. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Insight will be off tomorrow, but we'll catch you back here next week.